Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Robbie, I think, said it best in our pre-show meeting, Robbie Triano, when I think we all sat there and went, are we still talking about this? Is this still happening? Are we all really still talking about whether or not Troy Aikman was purposefully dissing on Caleb Williams on Monday Night Football? This is where we are. Like, things are so good with a three-game win streak that instead we've got to find something and we're here. And while I understand fans may not feel that way because of the contrast between the discussion surrounding Jaden Daniels and his discussion in the difference when it came to Caleb Williams, I stand on record with some of this. As we've said, you know, Jaden Daniels earned the right to be talked about differently after he led his team to the NFC Championship game.
It's very simple when you think about who was drafted first, who was drafted second, and what the results of their first years were. Now, I understand there's context there and who the coaching staffs were for each of those players. But objectively, Jaden Daniels has had a better NFL career than Caleb Williams. But also, while I was trying to figure out why is this such a big deal, it should not be talked about anymore. But people on the Bears side have talked about it, and that's why it continues to linger.
So, of course, we realized in our pre-show meeting that this falls under the category of one of our favorite segments here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Is This Petty? The Is This Petty music has now been sounded. The alert has been sent to all of us. And by the way, like, we want you to chime in on this. Like, you are free to have opinions about this. 312-644-6767. We let you chime in on the text line. We let you call in. You can talk about it on Twitch. Twitch is a show that has its own show, I feel like, on the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. But I think there's also a reason we're still talking about this. And it's because, number one, QB1 had a pretty big reaction to it, both yesterday and on Instagram, you know, both with the media and on social media. And head coach has been talking about it now for multiple days. And he might have been laughing at it and using it as motivation. And they are absolutely allowed to use that kind of stuff as motivation. I'm sure at times, if we're relevant enough, they've used our stuff as motivation. And I always love to say, prove me wrong, because that means good things have usually happened if that's the case. So while I feel like they can use it as a discussion and we can talk about it too, it's still a topic because they are adding info to this that maybe we didn't have previously.
All right, let's start with this. Let's start with the Instagram post, because he goes out there, he goes back home, Caleb Williams wins on Monday Night Football on the biggest stage in football during the regular season, and then he decides to address Troy Aikman's criticisms of him by posting something on social media. Is that petty? Let's start with that. Is that petty?
Yeah, I think we have to examine it. I feel like it's, I don't know if it's petty because you can use it as motivation in a game and say, showed you. But also, Troy Aikman had some good points about where there were other players open. And when I was watching it, I thought to myself, is this more just a compliment of the play design? Because people have gotten open in these routes. You have these other reads here. You're telling us what you see. I thought the most petty nugget about all of this, and it's not even petty, the most information-filled nugget about all of this became the discussion around what we have both done as broadcasters of games, which is the call, Zoom meeting, conference call, whatever you want to call it, where you usually have that for background information with the coaches of both teams, for example, or say Caleb Williams. What's even more interesting to me is if you listen to Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score regularly, then you know Caleb Williams isn't always on time, because when he was going to talk to us, we got a scheduled time back in August during training camp of 1 o'clock, and it ended up being like 2:15 because practice goes long, you may get treatment, you have stuff to do. That certainly happens. But the difference is Mark Grody and I, you know, Mark's got a cat and I got a houseplant and we had nowhere to be for another hour and a half. So we stayed. The afternoon show was kind enough to interview or let us interview Caleb Williams on their time because it was good for the station. But this is something that is very common, I feel like, where sometimes practice will run long or something like that. Sometimes PR people can be more, I guess, urgent when it comes to meeting a time frame or something. But if he's got something he's working on, and we know he's had that before at the facility where people say he stayed late a few times, you know, more so than maybe expected, then that, how does that factor in? Because he wasn't able to have that conversation with Aikman.
Wasn't it Jalen Johnson who said he's seen his car in the parking lot a lot more this time around than he did his rookie season?
Right, and that's it. Like, he's got to stay late to make up for extra work. Who among us hasn't done that?
Yes, that happens at every job.
But the problem is sometimes it means meetings don't take place that you were supposed to have.
And listen, as a, you know, staff, as a team, you understand that these meetings, he just had one at the start of the season. They played the Vikings on Monday Night Football. You know what it is. You've got to connect with Troy Aikman at a designated time, or at least a window, right? We do this every week.
It's a professional courtesy, but I also don't think that he was, I don't think Troy Aikman was exacting some sort of revenge on Williams by saying that stuff during the game.
Now, he may not be exacting revenge from a standpoint of, oh, well, you didn't want to talk to me? Well, watch this. I'm not saying that, which falls under the "is this petty" trademark, right? But I will say this. The lack of communication, obviously a lot has changed for Caleb Williams since right before game one and right before game five. The insight that maybe could have been gathered from that conversation now can't take place. And if you've talked to Jaden Daniels and you understand his track and where he is coming off injury, all that stuff, you have a lot more to say about Jaden Daniels from that added vantage point of Jaden Daniels than you do about Caleb Williams from his added vantage point, what he's learned and what he's gotten from point A to point, I guess that's G, if we're doing the alphabet. I guess F, because that's game number 5.
Definitely not B.
Yes.
And when we talk about bias sometimes, it is also about the access that you guys don't see. You know, when you just simply know more about somebody because you've been given more access, it can come off as bias. You know, and your job is to try to make sure you get the same amount of information. You don't control the information coming out of somebody's mouth. You just try to do the same thing in your process to prevent that from happening. And I think that that's something that is on all of our minds whenever that's part of our job. You know, you don't want to let something like that kind of determine how you talk about it. Then again, yeah, we aren't making the big bucks like Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, but I feel like Bears fans should also understand, like, when we're watching this together, you want to know about the other plays that could have happened. You want to see what the level 201 and 301 of the Ben Johnson offense are. Because I want to look for that and say to myself, when does Caleb Williams make those throws? Because I'm confident that he will. You know, that was how I interpreted it. But being a fan is being a fan. And I've always said there's more than one way to be a fan. Like, people call us names and I'm like, this isn't personal. You're just very passionate about the Cubs right now. And do you cross the line sometimes? Sure. And then we get to, you know, we get to have our boundaries. Like, you call us names, you get blocked from the text line sometimes. You know, but you can be a fan. I'm not... It's just, yeah.
You can be a fan and
keep it understandable. Exactly.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
But do I think any of this is petty? I don't know. But part of the reason we're saying this isn't just because we plucked it out of thin air. I don't need to thrive on conflict. Like, go to your nearest social media site to do that in the year of our Lord 2025. Like, this is a good problem to have. And we're talking about this and not, I don't know, the results of a Bears failure in Washington like we did the year before. So let's listen to what Caleb Williams had to say about his Instagram post and then also his thoughts overall.
So I was scrolling through Instagram yesterday and notice you made a reference to maybe broadcaster calling a play blocking. Mm-hmm. What do you make of kind of the TV copy or whatever you saw?
Yeah, it's fun. Fun trolls. I was messing around. Yeah, DeAndre made a great play, and you know, obviously he had some stuff to say about us or me, and I mean, we came out victorious in the end. So you know, made a little fun moment of it, and that was about it.
And how do you differentiate between kind of fair criticism and something that maybe you don't think?
Yeah, I could care less. It's kind of how I think I've said multiple times. Over my time being here, fair, not, life isn't fair. People are going to say what they have to say. We win, we lose. People have stuff to say. It was lucky, it was not lucky. People have stuff to say. Have a bad game, have a good game. You know, people have stuff to say. So it doesn't matter. We're only worried about what's going on here within this building and with these guys. So that's all I can say about that.
Okay. What we will be petty about is you couldn't care less.
Well, I was just going to agree with him. I say, yes, you actually could care less because you seem to care a lot. You could care very much less than what you care, as demonstrated by his answer and his thou doth protest too much kind of stance that he took, because he kind of kept saying how he doesn't care.
But here's the other part. Like, go back to the article that came out from our friend Dan Wiederer in The Athletic, where the headline was like, Ben Johnson doesn't just want to beat his opponents. He wants to embarrass them. Am I, to a man, mad at the head coach for being like, showed you, Troy? No! No, I am not. Don't act like you wouldn't say the same thing amongst your friends. It's just jarring because you hear it on a microphone and you hear it a couple times. I know what drives that man. I'm 100 million billion % okay with it. I'm also 100 million billion % okay with knowing like what a quarterback thinks of a play that I'm not seeing the all 22 of, where he's seeing if somebody was open or not. So that's how I feel about that. But like, Ben Johnson also kind of set the tone here when he, for multiple days, made a comment about it and did it with a smirk. And I'm not normally one to read into all of that, but you knew what he was doing. And frankly, that should be fine. Should be fine. You should be able to say like, well, showed you guys. Like, woo-woo.
It is, but, and this is where you don't want the team to get ahead of itself, right? Because yes, they are 3-2 through five games, which is good. Even if some of those wins were questionable in terms of how dominant they were or whether or not they were quote unquote lucky. It's the freaking NFL. You take the wins where you can get the wins. You take the dub anytime there is one available to you. And that's what the Bears have done the last 3 weeks. I think the bigger thing is Ben Johnson saying one thing right after the game, the next morning, versus what he said during his press conference the day after, where he kind of walked it back, it seemed like to me, Layla, just a little bit, because he talks about the fact that, well, you know, respect's got to be earned. And clearly he doesn't feel like they've earned the respect for him to feel the way he felt initially, which is, wow, they really not giving us a lot of praise for what we're doing right now.
Our segment here, Raheem Harrison Grody, talking about the he said, they said, we said between Troy Aikman, Ben Johnson, and Kayla Williams is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. And we are getting a lot of texts about this too, which I feel like are fair. People are talking about what they took issue with. Like, for example, people are saying on the text line, like, and our text line, for whatever reason, is breaking up long text today in a really chaotic way. So sometimes it's hard for us to read the whole message. But the people fighting back and saying, it wasn't necessarily the way he talked about the Bears. It was how he was praising Daniels. When, to be fair, yeah, Daniels had very critical turnovers that helped them lose the game. And as we've said, the message on the other side about Daniels sitting there and smiling wouldn't be taken as calm and collected if it were Caleb Williams being that way after throwing an interception. In fact, during that game, I recall Caleb being pretty fired up and yelling some stuff on the bench and thinking, that's a guy who's trying to do the most right now to fix the solutions in this game.
It's the status quo right now that Jaden Daniels has the benefit of a doubt because he's earned it. Caleb Williams has not. That's just the way it is. It's fine. It's fine.
What do we always say in the discussion around bat flips and home runs? A lot of pitchers that I respect will say, the best way to show me up is to hit the home run. And the best way I show you up is to throw a strike. And guess what the Bears did? They hit the home run off the pitcher. And if they were the pitcher on the mound in this scenario, they threw the strike and the strikeout that secured the game. To the victors go the spoils. And if Ben Johnson wants to say, showed you with a smirk, or if Caleb Williams wants to say, you know, wants to laugh about it a little bit more because that's where you're finding motivation. I don't know, man. This is the city that Michael Jordan built. Mm. I'm pretty sure that MJ would take all that stuff personally.
Yeah, I think Caleb's... I understand he's taking it personally. I just wish that we could have moved on from this. Him spending about 4 minutes talking about it yesterday doesn't help us move on from this.
Well, and to be fair, we're also talking about it.
Yeah, but that's because Caleb's talking about it.
But I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and shy away from topics.
Right. But I think we addressed this yesterday before Caleb talked, and if nothing had changed, we would have moved on to something else. But guess what? Caleb wanted to make it a thing.
But you know, okay, cool. Make it a thing against the Saints. Does that mean you beat the Saints?
Yes.
Let's go.
Absolutely. Like,
whatever you need to dig down deep and get what you need done. And I think that that's most important. 773. So are you going to hate cheer the Pope now like you do the Brewers? You're asking this to the former White Sox pre and post game host and a guy who grew up as a White Sox fan. Do you think that's working for you?
Oh my goodness. Just let it ride.
But that's kind of the point here. It's all kind of in the same vein.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Hilarious. Or not. Coming up next here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. We do want to ask a question about this. This Bears team is on a 3-game win streak. And that means that they did it with players who were acquired and drafted by the general manager. Marshall asked this question right after the game ended on Monday night. So how much credit does Ryan Poles get for all of this when he's also gotten a lot of criticism? Let's discuss next.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.